My dear friends, this is Dominic Soul of Christ Intervention Ministries. I just love you. I haven't told you that before. I love you. You know, it breaks my heart when I watch people beating up Christians, when I watch ministers beating up Christians, when I watch the fire and brimstone messages, when I watch people who voluntarily come to church on Friday night, Saturday night, Wednesday night, during the middle of the week because they want a touch from God, because they're desperate. And what do they get? Somebody up there letting go of all the anger and the frustration. That just drives me up. That just drives me up a wall. Ministers need to leave their flesh at home. They really need to leave their soul at home. I see so many pastors and ministers losing their churches because they're beating up the people who are there because of what the people who left did to them. They're beating the people up because the people who left told them off, so they're not there, so now they're going to tell the people off who are there. What a vicious cycle. If you're a pastor and you're building a church and you're listening to this, I pray that you can back up and be like a third person. Would you sit under your own ministry? Would you sit under the abuse? Would you sit under the constant scolding? Would you sit under the browbeating? The Bible says we're not to lord it over anybody. I don't know. I've been in ministry here now for decades. And I just watch so many people who are good people, loving people, go out, have a coffee with them, have a sandwich with them, laugh and fool. And then when they go to the microphone, they're a different person. Me and my wife will look at each other and go, why don't they show the person that we eat lunch with? Why doesn't the person who has lunch with us go to the microphone? Why is this nasty person show up at the microphone? Did they learn that? Did you learn that from your mentors? You have to be up there. You must have an angry God. You must have a mad God. You must have a vengeful God. Oh, boy. You know, it's the grace dispensation. You really can chill out. You're not God, and you're not responsible to save people. God saves people. You're not responsible for what people do in their individual lives. You put out a fresh dinner for them, nice meal, set a buffet for them. They take what they want and they leave what they want. But when you start to think of this responsibility that you have, your responsibility is to make sure you rightly divide the word. Your responsibility is to be there on Sunday and preach to them, or minister to them. I honestly don't even like using the word preaching anymore. People don't want to be preached to anymore. The bride of Christ doesn't like a spectator sport. Now, I'll tell you right now. If you're running a church that's a spectator sport, you're the main show, and run up and give your money to you, and goodbye, and you don't know their names, you don't know their last names, you don't know who they are, and you know, oh, your pastors take care of all the house visits, and your pastors take care of all this. You know something? Your church is just going to be a whitewashed sepulcher. It's just going to be empty of the Spirit of God. There's not going to be any real life there. Because the Bride of Christ is going places now where she's part of the meeting. She's part of the ministry. I just want to tell you, I love you. I have backed churches for decades since I've been in ministry. Helped build churches all around the world. I guess maybe I'm reaching that decade of my life that I'm looking back at all the t-shirts I have for ministry and I'm saying, you know something? I've got to tell the ministers the truth. The people are not leaving because you're telling them the truth. They're leaving because the attitude that you tell the truth in. And if anybody's listening to this right now and you've been hurt by that attitude, I pray for your deliverance. I pray for your healing. I pray for you to be set free in Jesus' name. I pray for your heart to be mended, your mind to be mended, and I pray you take another chance of finding a fellowship that will not beat you up. Love you. This is Dominic Sola. You can email me at goodnews@gate.net, goodnews@gate.net.